This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Fall means fun, and if fun is what you have in mind, you might want to put this one on your calendar for Saturday, Christ Lutheran Church's Fall Harvest Festival. So joining us now to tell us about the event, Midgie Moore, who is a church member as well as an event organizer. Hi, Midgie.
Hi. Good to be here.
And Cale Mead, pastor for Christ Lutheran Church. Welcome, Cale.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here today. So the Fall Harvest Festival is happening Saturday, October 16th, from 6 to 8 in the church parking lot. That's at 10300 Glacier Highway. Tell me all about it. First of all, how did the idea come about? Were you just guys just like going nuts in hunker down mode and decided you needed to throw a festival?
I think that was part of it. We have some young families at Christ Lutheran Church, and we're always looking for ways to kind of invite and interact with other young families in the community too. And so we were trying to think of a good way and a safe way for everybody to kind of enjoy each other's company. And so we've hosted the Fall Harvest Festival before in the past, not last year, obviously. But this will be our first time hosting the whole thing outside, which comes with its own challenges in Juneau, but a lot of cool opportunities too.
So what's on the program for the Harvest Festival? What are some things that you can expect if you attend?
Well, a couple of the fun things is that we're going to have, we have up above our parking lot in the church parking lot, there's a trail that we've built that is going to be kind of like a fun little spooky I Spy kind of trail. And so there's going to be lots of opportunities for kids to just get out and have fun. We're going to have a door prize with a big box donated by Juneau Food Tours, but also some things from the church as well, like blankets and candles and things. And then we'll have hot dogs and chili, water and cider. And then we're going to have a little selfie corner where people can take photos with funny faces and different things. But the big thing is that it's designed for children up to about 10 or 11. They don't need to wear a costume. We're strongly encouraging nothing scary because this is a fun activity, especially for the younger kids. But really a time to just get together and have fun. And because it's going to be outside, we want to make sure that we are still observing all the city mandates and things like that, masks and all of that. But they all get goodie bags and things to take home. And so it's just a great way for the community to come together, and hopefully it won't rain.
Well, I understand there will be festival tents up there out to help protect participants from rain if that should happen, and a cry room available. It says for parents, but I have a feeling it's for parents with kiddos.
Exactly. And then we'll have games and activities for the kids, but just a lot of fun things to just make it more of a community event and just get people out and about and looking, something to look forward to.
Are there any structured activities on the event program, or is it all sort of self-guided? I guess self-guided is not the right word, but you know what I mean.
It'll be mostly self-guided. The plan would be when you come into the parking lot, you see the tents and maybe just kind of take things in as they come along. And we're still working out the details of exactly how everything's going to flow. But if you park in our lower parking lot and start there, you'll kind of work through. We'll have games. Maybe that would be the most structured thing, or some kind of interactive game things, and kids can win candy and stuff like that for doing the games. And then you'd work your way up into our upper parking lot where, like Midgie mentioned, you'd have the little trail that we've kind of worked on. And in there, there'll be sort of like a guided scavenger hunt, or like an I Spy style thing. Some of our event organizers did a really great job of making like shaped cutouts that they've going to outline in string lights. And so the kids can walk through there and be able to like, oh, there's the pumpkin, there's the bat, or, you know, things like that, and just kind of make their way through there. When the kids come in, they'll all get in their goodie bag a little flashlight that they can use to kind of help them along on the trail and things like that. So, we wanted people to be able to take it in at their own pace. And, you know, if you've had little ones before, you know that a meltdown could be just around the corner. So instead of locking people into a big program, it was kind of take in what you can. And if you need to go, if you need to use the cry room, even if the adults have to use the cry room for a second, I guess that would all be fine. But just letting people take it in at their own pace.
I think it sounds like so much fun. I imagine as an event organizers, it must have been a pretty good time to kind of put all this together, and especially like get the decorations and the goodie bags and stuff together. Midgie, what was that experience like for you?
Oh, you know what? We have some ladies at our church that Angie, Erin, and the pastor's wife, Lauren, who are like the super creative people, creating all of these fun decorations and things like that. And being a part of it has been a lot of fun for me. I've been able to help coordinate, of course, food stuff and things like that. And then we have Elizabeth, who's helping coordinate a lot of our PR and just helping us get the word out and things. But it's really been fun to see all of these folks in our church come together and bring their strengths to the table to do something fun and different for our community in a time where we're just challenged a bit to get together in a safe way and to be able to work together and have fun together and to meet new people and for them to meet us. And it's our little group is just they're doers, and it's so impressive to be around them.
I know that. I mean, I talk to people every week on this show who have just can't really take it anymore. And they are doing the best they can to coordinate events mm-hmm. and make sure that they are safe because they just need that outlet. Kale, Midgie, do you guys feel like your congregation and anyone else who might come to this event is just ready for that?
We hope so. Definitely in our little corner of the community, our church family has been feeling that somewhat. And like you said, to be able to do things like this again, while still being aware, still trying to be safe and conscious of the situation and the climate that's going on. But just like everybody else, still trying to navigate, how can we still do things like the Fall Harvest Festival in light of everything that's still going on. And we do believe there is a safe way to still have fun with people like that, especially if you can do it outside.
Well, I'm really glad that you guys have taken all that into consideration, and it looks like you're on track to have a fun and safe Fall Harvest Festival this Saturday. That's the 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Christ Lutheran Church parking lot, 10300 Glacier Highway. Anything else you guys would like to say before we sign off today?
I do just want to reiterate that this is it's not a Halloween theme, it's a harvest theme, but if the kids want to come in costume, they certainly are welcome to. And we just are encouraging not to have scary or gory costumes, because we're going to have a lot of younger children, and it's not to scare them, it's to just embrace the fall and all of the fun things that come along with basically the first holiday of the holiday season and being able to come together for that. And so we just want to make sure that we remember the little kids, and we don't want them to be too frightened.
A good reminder. Well, thank you both so much, Midgie and Kale. I hope you have a great time this weekend.
Thank you so much, Shelley. It's always great to see you.
You as well. Take care.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.